in 4VWA.
The trees and the grass are moving. Good morning, Steve. Just waiting to get out on Highway 101 here with the traffic. Okay, I think I can make it. There we go. Just like Willie Nelson, we're on the road again.
Hopefully not quite like Willie Nelson. He lost his driver's license for driving smoked up.
He had a tendency to smoke them funny cigarettes. We used to have a guy that ran a deflig jig mill, which is a big horizontal mill. And for years, he rolled his own cigarettes, and that's what they look like. What they call them? There was a name for them, but I can't remember it now.
Wacky.
He's laughing on that. Wacky tobacco. They used to call it loco weed for the horses and cattle or something that get a hold of it now and then.
What say about us with our conversation descending to this level? Hey, Bernice, help us out here.
I've told this story many times, and I don't think I did to you, but we was in a training squadron at VP-31, and it was for the P-3 Orions, and we had cubicles for the NCOs, and anyways, we were sitting there one day, and this guy come around the corner, and I'd never seen a guy dressed like that. I can't remember now. That's been over 50 years ago, Steve. But he stuck his head in there, and he said, you guys smell that? And I said, well, yes, sir. And I said, well, what does that smell like? I said, well, when Mom and Dad had a grocery store, I said, it smelled like cherry blend tobacco to me. He said, where are you from, son? And I said, Kansas. And he just shook his head and rolled his eyes, and he says, that explains it.
Yeah, I tell you what. There's a lot of disrespect in the military from time to time.
He was a CID, the Criminal Investigation Service, which was prior to NCIS. I'm sure of that. But at any rate, I don't think they've been disrespectful, but they just didn't tolerate it. It was in the other cubicle over there, and I didn't know what it was. Heck, I figured they're smoking a pipe or something. You can smell it and smell sweet.
Right over there kind of sniffing around that smell.
I'm afraid not. I was told one time, whether it's true or not, like if you're in a bar or something, which we never have ever been in bars, except, oh, once in a while when we visit Michigan, the kids will take us to a place where you play pool, and you'd call it a bar, but it's pretty fancy. But if you inhale enough of that stuff, I guess it's detectable. I don't know. At any rate, what are you up to this morning? We're just going to the bank, and then where else, Bernice? Oh, Aldi's.
Take out a little something for me from the bank. That works for me. No, I'm on my way back from Rock Hill. I've already been up to Rock Hill and done my WORK for the day. Made a little money. Now I'm back. Do you know where Hearst Sony's is over here? Or Hearst Fibers, or whatever they call it, over here in Spartanburg? No, wait a minute. That's what they used to call it a long time ago. I'm crossing the Spartanburg County line from Cherokee County on 85. And I'm going to tell you what, this construction thing is the biggest joke to come along in I don't know how long. Man, I don't know who's running the railroad down there.
If DOT done anything intelligent, it would be out of character. I guess they approved, I'm going to say, $360 million from this infrastructure thing for Governor McMaster's is going to put it towards updating I-26. Kind of thought he said down by Charleston, wasn't it, Bernice? But I'm not sure of that, the location, but I-26 anyways. And that puts it 6 years ahead of time, Steve.
How the rest of the state suffers. And let me tell you something. Myrtle Beach, Columbia, and Charleston get all the road money. They've been needing to do this 85 expansion up here for the last, this is 20 years behind. That's another political problem for me, I'll tell you what. Our upstate legislators don't seem to be able to get us any money up here for roads.
Well, above my pay grade, Steve. Well, I see the pizza farm's still open. I don't know how much longer they'll be open. They usually close the Labor Day weekend. We haven't been in there to ask them. But we can stop by on the way back, Bernice says. Oh, I love them peaches. I'd have moved here 50 years ago if I'd have known they had those peaches.
Oh, my goodness. Sue makes some of the absolute finest peach butters you ever seen, man. Peach jam. Oh, my goodness. It gets me through the wintertime. Oh, I love it. And, as a matter of fact, she puts up some peach slices, too. Man, you get in the dead of winter, and that's just like putting a little bit of bite of summertime in your mouth, man. It's just great.
I'd have to agree with that, Steve. We're right in front of Taylor's Orchard, it says here. So we just got a few blocks to go. Bernice hadn't put up any peach jam, but boy, we've been getting raspberries. We've had more bees this year than we ever had, and we've had more tomatoes and raspberries and cucumbers than you could imagine from our little patch. I don't know how many pints of raspberry jelly she's put up, and boy, it is delicious. But she does freeze some peaches, Steve, and you're quite right. They're pretty wonderful. She makes a little thing out of crescent rolls with peaches once in a while of a morning for a breakfast snack. Oh, they're good.
What's Sue put up this year? She put up some cherry jam. Oh, my goodness. Whew. Good stuff. It's a wonder I don't weigh 300 pounds. You know what?
She did, Steve. I'm sorry. shoot. Well, I weighed 176 this morning. That's good for me. Where'd you get the cherries at? You mean Bing cherries or something?
I don't know exactly where she got those cherries from, but, I mean, they made jam. It was just absolutely killer. It was just so good, man. But anyhow, she comes up with stuff from places around local that's just delicious. And by the way, from the last time you saw me, I topped out at 265 pounds. And you know what I weighed this morning? 244. So I'm on my way down. There's not going to be as much me as there used to be.
Steve, good for you. I'd like to lose about 20 pounds. I've been alternating between eggs or, you know, with bacon or sausage, and I usually eat about 1.5 slices of toast of a morning. And once in a while some orange juice, but not very often. And the next day I'll eat cereal, and she's been mixing bran flakes with corn flakes and then putting fresh peaches in it. And that causes me to lose weight, I think. It seems to come down a little bit, but, you know, when I was younger, I could eat a horse and never gain a pound, but as you get older, it don't work that way. It's a lot harder to take off than it is to put on, I'm sure you're aware. Steve, we're getting ready to make the turn here to UCB, so I'll catch you later. Be careful out there. Them drivers walk among us. It's N0TR 73.
you. Have a good day there, Tom. And I enjoyed the QSO. The ride along coming down 85 in the boredoms. That's all, folks. K4VWA, clear.